الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وما تدري نفس بأي أرض تموت إن الله عليم خبير وقال تعالى في مقام آخر لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء ما من أحبه وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين النصيحة بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected Ulamai Kiram, brothers and friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you. Wherever 100 Muslims, and in one riwayat 40 Muslims, gather and sit together, from amongst them Allah will make one individual mustajabu dawah. Whatever dua that individual will make, Allah will accept the dua of the entire congregation. الدُّعَاء مِفْتَاحُ الرَّحْمَةِ. Dua is the key to Allah's mercy and rahmah. So respected brothers, your masjid was on the news, alhamdulillah. Let me tell you, what is the fazilat of a masjid and who is the real protector of the masjid? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam's priority when he made hijrat and left for Madinatul Munawwara, he stopped in Quba. That was the first place that Rasulullah stopped, and he built a masjid, to the first masjid built. And after some time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved to Madinatul Munawwara and built Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That piece of land, that plot of land, belonged to two orphans. So the young people should also take cognizance. Allah ta'ala loves your ibadat. Allah ta'ala loves your tawbah, your input. And under the arsh of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, that young man who makes sincere tawbah and his heart is linked with the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the opportunity to enjoy the shade of Allah's arsh. So that Masjidun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam belonged to, that property belonged to two orphans. And they came voluntarily to say, Ya Rasulullah, we want to donate this land to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, I'll pay for it. So if you look at the history of the Muslim Ummah, wherever they went in the world, they established three things first. And may Allah ta'ala fill the qabr of our parents, grandparents and great-grandparents. They had a vision. They didn't have, like you and me, tunnel vision, living for now. What they thought about Islam and the Muslim Ummah in this country 100 years ago, today you and I are enjoying the fruits. They struggled. So when they went to any area and settled in South Africa, remote towns, the first thing they established was a masjid. Second, they established a madrasa. Thirdly, they established a kabristan. This is the foresight that they had. So respected brothers, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, when Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was being built, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was physically involved himself. I always say to the brothers, if to give the money is very easy, but if you want to really follow the sunnah of Rasulullah, then ask the bricklayer to give you an opportunity to lay 1-2 bricks. Ask them to give you an opportunity to dig that foundation, mix the concrete and pour it yourself. Because on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will take all the masjids in the world. Together with Baytullah and Masjidun Nabawi, and Allah will enter all the masajid in Jannatul Firdaus. So don't you think Allah will enter those who contributed and helped to build the masjid of Masajidullah? So Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself physically took part in the building of a masjid. Three beautiful hadiths. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man bana masjidan," whoever builds a masjid for the servants of Allah to remember him, Allah will build for them a house in Jannat. Number two, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever builds a masjid for the pleasure of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will build for him a palace in Jannat. So respected brothers, in whichever capacity you can contribute to a masjid, the maintenance of this masjid is equally important. Allah Ta'ala reward all of us in whichever way. You see, in America, there's a special box. I remember Maulana Abdul Razak Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, my uncle, he traveled quite a bit to America. He said the Americans have a unique habit that outside the masjid they have a box. And it's routine that every musalli will put $2 or $5 in that box. So they asked him, but why? He said, I use the towels of the masjid, I use the lights of the masjid. We have to pay the wages of the salary of the ustads, alhamdulillah. So may Allah Ta'ala grant you, لَا تَحْكِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْعَ. Do not consider anything minute in Islam. You may think that it's a little thing that you are doing, but Allah will use that for your forgiveness. So, respected brothers, Allah Ta'ala had blessed Rasulullah with many specialities. And one of it is إِنَّمَا جُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطُهُورًا. The Bani Israel couldn't read namaz but in the masjid. They were not allowed to read namaz at home. Allah made it compulsory that they will read their salah in the masjid. Number two, Allah made it difficult for them that if there was any impurity on their clothes, they couldn't wash it, they had to cut that area out. Because they were very disobedient to Allah. And when they committed the guna, the Bani Israel, Allah Ta'ala made it such on the front door of their home, the gunas were listed. Okay, this banda made this guna last night. And look at the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah Ta'ala made the entire earth a masjid. You can be anywhere in the world. You can be in the mountains. You can be in space. You can be underground. You can be anywhere in the world. If it's namaz time, face the Qibla and read your namaz. This speciality Allah had gifted the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if you can't make it to the masjid wherever you are, it's namaz time, face the Qibla and read your salah. So ju'ilat li al-ardu masjida. Allah Ta'ala made the entire surface of this world a masjid. So wherever you are, so there is no excuse for you to say that you know what, I can't read my salah because there's no masjid in this locality. This is a speciality. Number two, Allah Ta'ala has made the earth also a form of purification. When you make wudu and ghusl, you have to use water. Now, in the absence of water, a substitute is tayammum. I don't know if any of us have made tayammum or had an opportunity of making tayammum. That you are in a situation where there is no water. See? So you have to make niyat, subhanallah. Now, some of you may think that you'll have to take dust and like where you wash in wudu, you'll have to wash your whole body. Not like that. You make a niyat, you dust your hands on dust, and take your hand like this, once, likewise, same, once, hit your hand the second time and once on your face, and your tayammum is made and you can read your namaz. This speciality and concession Allah gave to you to read your salah. So there is no excuse for you and me to say that I can't read namaz because there is no water. You're having water shortages. So there's a substitute that Allah gave to this ummat, which is called tayammum. You take dust, tap your hand on the ground, and with your right hand go underneath and on the top, likewise on the left hand. The second time you tap on the ground and get dust in your hand and apply it to your face. That's the two farz of tayammum, and you make a niyat, oh Allah, I'm making tayammum to perform my salah. So there is no excuse for you and me. Number three, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we're talking about the masjid. Allah will protect this masjid. Remember this. Allah Ta'ala has angels who will protect this masjid. But the problem with the ummah of Rasulullah, that we have just restricted the masjid for 5 times a day. In Turkey, there is a masjid. They read Quran 24 hours a day. That masjid is open. They have a team. They have shifts. That masjid is abad 24 hours. That's how was the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That 24 hours, delegates, tribes were coming, accepting Islam, meeting with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, different delegations. The masjid was like a political center. It was like a hospital. It had administration, zakat, baytul mal. It was 100% workshop. We have restricted our masjid just for namaz. And that too, the masajids are empty. See, the enemy of Islam know how to defeat the Muslims, because their ta'alluq with Allah is dua and the musalla. Corrupt their thinking and corrupt their food, because Allah Ta'ala will not accept your dua and your ibadat with haram food going down your gullet. And you can see what they are doing. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a khadima. Look at the sawab that Allah Ta'ala gives to those who clean the masjid. If you walk into the masjid and you find a speck of dust, pick it up. Allah will give you ajr and sawab. Never spit in the direction of the Qibla. Disrespect. Never point your legs towards the Qibla. Many of us must check the bedroom that we sleep in. The bed is facing the Qibla. We go to hotels. They got no concept of Qibla. That bed is facing towards the Qibla. Sahaba Ikiram, when they accepted Islam and went to Jerusalem, there was a Christian society. Their toilets were facing the Qibla. Sahaba Ikiram went. What did they do? They turned. Those toilets were facing the Qibla. They turned away from the Qibla direction and relieved themselves. This is adab and respect. You want to become a good Hafizul Quran, face the Qibla and learn your Quran-e-Kareem. Make door of your Quran-e-Kareem. Allah Ta'ala will give you great barakah. So the people who look after the masjid, I just want to tell you that sometime come into the masjid. Nobody is here. You clean the masjid. You vacuum it. See the sawab Allah will give to you. In one kitab I have written, it written that if you want your son or your daughter to get